Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 401 for Friday, May 22nd. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were down slightly amid choppy activity Friday morning as traders evened positions ahead of the long weekend in the U.S. U.S. markets will close for Memorial Day on Monday, May 25th, while Canadian markets will be open. Canola values were anywhere from 10 cents lower to 40 cents lower, July down 20 cents at $462.40 per ton. Weakness in Chicago soy oil, soybeans, and European rapeseed futures was bearish. Sentiment that canola is looking overpriced compared to other oilseeds also weighed on prices, as did the large global oilseed supply situation. On the other side, strength in Malaysian palm oil futures helped provide some support for values, as did concerns about cool weather damaging some Western Canadian canola crops over the Victoria Day long weekend. Weakness in the Canadian dollar was also bullish, as it made canola more attractive to crushers and exporters. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. Looking at the U.S. markets, grain and oilseed values were mostly lower Friday morning. Chicago soybean futures were anywhere from 1 to 3 cents softer. July was down 3 and a quarter cents at $9.35 and a quarter cents a bushel. The declines in soybeans were linked to the large global supply situation and good weather for seeding in the U.S. so far this spring. However, continued strong demand from the export sector and steady commercial buying interest limited the declines. Corn futures were also softer, taking some direction from the weaker wheat market. Prices were 1 to 4 cents lower, July down 3.5 cents at $3.61 per bushel. Continued good weather for U.S. corn planting was also bearish, as farmers will likely be nearly finished by the end of the week. Though signs of good demand for U.S. corn and the need to keep a weather premium in the market tempered the downside. Wheat values in Chicago were moving lower, undermined by profit taking on recent gains and ahead of the long weekend in the U.S. Values were anywhere from 4 to 8 cents lower, July down 8 and a quarter cents at $5.13 per bushel. The large global supply situation and a continued lack of fresh demand for U.S. wheat on the export market helped to undermine values as well. Though ongoing worries about excess moisture hurting some U.S. winter wheat crops limited the downside. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures, Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Friday, May 22nd. I'm Taryn Shields.